This is Melissa Patrick with WKLM, and I am speaking today with Congressman Troy Balderson from the 12th Congressional District. Welcome, Troy, back to WKLM.
Great to be back, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
We are always glad to get updates with what you're doing as our main representative here in Holmes County. And so we were kind of talking beforehand, energy is the big topic of the time right now.
It is, Melissa. And as you said, we were talking a little bit before we went on the air here. It is one of the top three issues in the country right now that doesn't get the attention maybe that it needs to get, and also a very big issue in the state of Ohio. So, you know, we're trying to make sure that people understand the importance of having reliable energy and knowing that when they hit that light switch, that those lights are going to come on and the air conditioner is going to work. I hear 90 plus degrees in the next couple of days in the 12th Congressional District.
Yeah, we need the air conditioning to work. That is for certain. And so I know you recently had a roundtable where you were talking about the energy here in our area.
Yes. Last Friday, we went to the Guernsey Power Station. For your listeners out there, it's located right on 77 in Guernsey County. It's a big, towering, beautiful site, I would say, that's located there. It actually just celebrated its year anniversary last week. It has been a great asset to Guernsey County, but also to the state of Ohio as one of those baseload energies that we need. The roundtable, we had a great mix of folks from, you know, industrial users, small producers, natural gas producers. We also had some utilities that joined us, but just getting some of their thoughts and ideas. Several other small business owners were included in that conversation, and just making them aware of our energy needs in the great state of Ohio and what we're dealing with right now.
Because you've been doing some challenges to try to protect our energy.
I have, and so the big one that we announced last week also was the CRA, which is the Congressional Review Act. My co-sponsored that. I'm leading in the House. Shelley Moore Capito from West Virginia is leading it in the Senate. It is going against the Clean Power Plan 2.0 is what we're calling it. It's the power plan that the EPA, this administration's EPA, has put out that is very unattainable. It's too far-fetched. We will never get to where they say we're going to get to. And, you know, we're just trying to bring that in. I mean, it's a nonpartisan piece of legislation here that, you know, we're trying to move forward with that, and, you know, it's impactful to everybody. And yesterday in the news, Sherrod Brown announced that he was going to be supportive of it. We're very appreciative of that. And even probably 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, Melissa Marcy Kaptur up in Northwest Ohio did a letter with several other Democrats to the Biden administration saying this Clean Power Plan 2.0 is too much, too quick. The technologies aren't there to advance this quick. We're cutting off our baseload energies, which baseload is coal, natural gas, and nuclear. And we're shutting those facilities down too quick and going to rely on the renewable piece. It can't be done. Our demand usage is too high for that to be reached. And PJM, which is a regional transmission operator that covers 13 states, Ohio being one of them, came out with a report probably 3.5 months ago now that said, look, we're moving too fast. We can't shut these baseload energy facilities down this quick and know that we're going to have the renewable energy to back it up. So, again, that's what makes it more nonpartisan as we move forward. And I look forward to getting this done. We're shooting, you know, for the end of July to get it passed. If not the end of July, at least sometime in September. So excited about it. We're encouraged by the bipartisan support that we are getting for this.
Because you don't always get bipartisan support. So to know that both sides are saying this is a problem, this is a problem.
It's huge. And, you know, my staff has been working tremendously hard on this. We met with Senator Capito's staff 3 weeks ago and sat down with her, you know, to make sure that we go about this the correct way. And, you know, I shared with you, and maybe some of the listeners out there are not aware of, but the data facility centers that are popping up in central Ohio, we are now the largest, and we'll use the word industrial park as far as data centers in the country. And with the AI movement, it's going to continue to grow. So the energy usage is going to continue to be needed. And we got to stay focused on making sure that we keep that baseload energy going.
Because without power, none of that's going to happen.
None of that's going to happen when we hit that light switch and the lights don't come on. And as you and I just both said, we're going to need some air conditioning this coming weekend. So we want to make sure that comes on too.
Exactly. And it's great that we're bringing some business too, but we've got to think logically here. So that's great that you're working on that. And you said too that energy isn't just all you're working on. You know, we may have focused a lot on that, but you stay busy doing lots of other things as well. You've got some healthcare stuff that you've been working on also.
We have. It's great. And I'll help you with that a little bit on the, you know, we stay busy in the district. We are fortunate and blessed to be able to represent the people of the 12th Congressional District. We're out and about. Our staff is out and about. We do roundtables. We do tours. We do visits as we go around the 12th Congressional District. As far as the healthcare piece, some of the things that we're working on for rural healthcare is the telehealth medicine. And it's, look, there were some things that came out of the pandemic that were helpful and beneficial. That being telehealth. The other one that we're really working on is remote patient monitoring. It's called RPM. That gives the ability for the patient to stay in their home. And the technology that we have today, they can be monitored while they're at home in the comfort of their home and not being in the hospital. This has been hugely successful. We're going to continue to see growth in that area. Robin Kelly and I started the Digital Health Caucus about 3 months ago because, you know, the technology piece is advancing, and we know that, and we're hearing that, the AI piece coming into the medical side of it. So we want to be able to utilize the technology that we have. We want to be safe with it. We want to, you know, make sure that we are doing the right thing when we do this and give patients a different alternative to going to the hospital or going to their primary care physician. They can do it via the telehealth, or they can do it with remote patient monitoring. The other one from mental health, we're trying to expand the mental health piece for telehealth to give someone the ability to visit their mental health doctor via the computer, via the phone. There was a constituent that was diagnosed with COVID a month ago, 84 years old, and her whole process of getting treated for COVID was via telehealth and via the phone. And if an 84-year-old can do it, we certainly can make sure that everyone else has this accessibility to that. And I can't go without saying the other major piece in that is the broadband and making sure that, you know, the state of Ohio has been doing very good. I mean, I have seen more happen in the broadband world, Melissa, than I've seen in 2 years. And it continues to grow. We're continuing to get that coverage out there. We have some different alternatives. I think you and I talked about my good friend, Mr. Bob Gibbs, former Congressman Gibbs, with his Starlink and how wonderful that is for him.
Yeah, I had to think back there. Yes, we did talk about that. In a lot of these rural areas, that can definitely help. And in between the broadband and the energy side of it, everything all comes full circle and it kind of connects with a big happy bow. They all got to work.
They all got to work, a big happy bow. I like that. I've not heard that. So that's good.
So have those kind of been the main topics that you guys have been working on since we talked last?
Yeah, that's been most of the conversation. When we're back in the district, you know, as we went back to the energy roundtable that we did, we're visiting a lot of healthcare facilities. We have a couple pilot programs for the remote patient monitoring in the 12th Congressional District. Two operations actually are doing that as a pilot. We're communicating with them, we're visiting them, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, it's just the whole economics. I mean, we talk about workforce development. We had a constituent, Kurt was in here yesterday with NFIB from Holmes County, talked about workforce development and the need for more workers. It's still a problem out there, and, you know, it's not an easy solution to fix. So, you know, we talked about that. We talked about vocational education, and we keep, you know, continue to advocate for that. There's a lot of opportunity out there for kids that don't want to go and get a four-year degree. We'll go back to the Intel. 70% of the employees at Intel, when it's completed, will be there on a two-year degree. I think that's a great opportunity for kids to start getting into this technology field right now. The supply chain that will come with the Intel project will also expand that. So, you know, continue to get the kids out and work with them, encourage them to get involved. And that falls on us as the citizens and the grown-ups. I mean, we got to talk to these kids and advocate, you know, the importance of just learning a trade. And it's something that they'll have for the rest of their life. You know, they don't necessarily have to stay in it, but, you know, the Home Builders Association was here in D.C. with their fly-in day talking about they need carpenters, they need plumbers, they need electricians. I mean, all that is still needed, and there's a high demand for it.
There is, and we can see it in our area with the Ashland West Homes Career Center. They're doing a very large addition to their building so they can add more because their enrollment is increasing. So folks are finally seeing that I don't have to do a four-year degree. I can do this, and I can be very successful at it.
They can make six figures, and they don't have four-year college debt. So that's one of the big things that are the reward and the payback for that. And the good Lord gave them a heart, a brain, and hands. Now let's educate them and show them how to use it to take advantage of it. You know, and I'll wrap up with this. It's interesting. You know, we used to do job fairs, and not we, but we, the business people, used to do job fairs. There are companies that are in the 12th Congressional District now that are actually going into 7th grade classrooms to talk about the other alternatives that are out there. And that includes part of the STEM programs that are out there and just showcasing the other things that they can do. So a lot of positive things that are happening.
There definitely is. And I appreciate you taking some time here today to share with us the things that you're working on. It's always good for people to hear directly from you what it is. And if they have any questions or concerns, how do they reach your office?
The district office is located in Pickerington, Ohio. The phone number is 614-523-2555.
Perfect. And they can also email, they can go to your website, and you send out questionnaires sometimes to get people's opinions, and people can really be involved in what you're doing.
Yeah, we encourage everyone to get on the website, to join our email list. We don't bombard them. We do actually put newsworthy things out there of what we're doing in the office and here in D.C., and we also do the surveys. Those have been a huge success. So please, I encourage your listeners to jump on board, and I promise we won't bombard them.
Well, thank you so much for calling today and chatting with us. That was our congressman from the 12th Congressional District, Troy Balderson. And for WKLM, I'm Melissa Patrick.